Distinguished co-coordinators, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, I wish to express my appreciation on behalf of the Office for Disarmament Affairs for the invitation to speak to the group of experts to amend Protocol 2 of the Convention on Certain Conventional Weapons. The Office for Disarmament Affairs is grateful for the opportunity to provide an overview of relevant developments related to IEDs in the General Assembly and the Security Council. Since 2009, this group of experts has consistently and effectively addressed the threat posed by IEDs, tackling important topics such as new types of IEDs, methods of clearance, protection of civilians, and international cooperation, as well as information sharing at the national, regional, and multilateral level. This work is undertaken at a time when we are witnessing increased use of IED across regions in the context of armed conflict, as well as crime and terrorism. Due to their indiscriminate effects, IEDs overwhelmingly kill and maim civilians while also destroying civilian infrastructure. IEDs also harm security forces, including United Nations peacekeepers, and impede the delivery of humanitarian assistance. Their significant humanitarian and security impact continue to insert a deep sense of urgency into the work of this group of experts. Turning now to the specific agenda item, relevant developments in other fora, I wish to start with a few remarks on the General Assembly process before looking at the work of the Security Council. The General Assembly first adopted a resolution on countering the threat posed by IEDs in 2015 at the initiative of Afghanistan. The General Assembly resolution usually reflects the various IED-related initiatives undertaken at the national, regional, and global level. It also continues to serve as a useful coordination mechanism and information sharing platform. This resolution emphasizes the need for coordination and international cooperation given the wide-ranging and multifaceted impact of IEDs. The resolution has since been adopted four times in 2016, 17, 18, and 2020, respectively, with updates to reflect new trends and challenges, including the role of the private sector in stemming the flow of dangerous precursor materials. In 2021, the General Assembly adopted a decision to consider the next six iteration of the resolution during the forthcoming 2022 session of the first committee of the General Assembly. The General Assembly has continued to address the challenges posed by IEDs also through regular informal exchanges. Beginning with Resolution 71/72, the General Assembly has encouraged states to engage in an open, informal consultation process, focusing on matters of coordination between various initiatives and approaches that relate to IEDs within the United Nations system and also beyond. Informal consultation in this framework of the resolution were convened in March 2017, in May 2018, as well as in July 2021. States therein addressed international cooperation assistance, engagement with industry, and contribution of standards, good practices, and guidelines to mitigate and prevent the IED threat. These informal consultations also served as a platform to exchange on priorities for the IED resolution. In the framework of the resolution, the General Assembly has in the past requested the Secretary General to issue a report on countering the threat posed by improvised explosive devices, which focuses on awareness and prevention strategies taken into account existing efforts both inside and outside of the United Nations. The third and latest report of the Secretary General on this matter was issued in July 2020 as document A/75/175. Distinguished coordinators, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, the threat posed by IEDs also continues to be addressed by the Security Council, including attacks on United Nations peace operations by the deployment of IEDs. The Security Council adopted Resolution 2589 in 2021, aimed at facilitating accountability for crimes committed against peacekeepers. By this resolution, the Council has expressed grave concern over the security threats and targeted attacks against peacekeepers, including threats posed by landmines, explosive remnants of war, and improvised explosive devices. Pursuant to a request by the Security Council, through a presidential statement in May 2021, the Secretary General conducted an independent strategic review of United Nations peacekeeping operations response to IEDs, as well as the broader effect of explosive ordnance on civilians. As part of the investigation, the review team deployed to Central African Republic, Democratic Republic of Congo, and Mali to assess capabilities and necessary measures. The team's final report, which is called the United Nations Response to Explosive Ordnance Threats, a more coherent approach is needed, was presented to the Security Council in December 2021. Most of the team's recommendations referenced ways to improve the safety and security of uniformed and civilian mission personnel. The team's overarching recommendations included addressing drivers of instability that lead to the use of explosive ordnance and strengthening an integrated planned response, mitigating the threat by disrupting supply chains, including trafficking of precursor material, providing medical support to missions, including verified casualty evacuation capabilities, and adopting a more robust pre-deployment training for units assigned to missions affected by explosive ordnance. The Council is expected to consider the report's recommendations in 2022. The Security Council also remains seized of the threat posed by IEDs in relation to its work on countering terrorism. In November, the Council renewed the arms embargo on Somalia, as well as the mandate of the panel of experts on Somalia, at which time it noted an increase in IED attacks undertaken by Al-Shabaab and decided that states shall continue to prevent the direct or indirect sale or transfer of potentially dangerous precursor items if there is sufficient evidence to demonstrate that the items will be used in the manufacture of IEDs. In relation to its agenda item on Yemen, the Security Council adopted Resolution 2564 in February 2021, requesting the panel of experts to report about commercially available components which have been used by individuals or entities designated by the committee to assemble unmanned aerial vehicles, waterborne IEDs, and other weapon systems. In its 2021 final report, which was issued in January 2022, the panel of experts on Yemen concluded that the indiscriminate use of landmines and IEDs by the Houthis is endemic and systematic, documenting also its devastating impact on civilians since 2016. Distinguished co-coordinators, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, with these remarks on the developments related to IEDs in the General Assembly and the Security Council, I wish to thank organizers once again for the invitation to brief and wish you every success with the remainder of the meeting. Thank you.